Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a killer program for you today, folks. I'm telling you, bottom of hour number two, we'll be joined by Claire Lopez and Rick Manning. Iran, not too many people talking about what's going on, but Iran is a major threat to us, as well as to the instability of the Middle East. We'll get an analyst's view of that from Claire Lopez, who is a former CIA agent. So we'll talk with her about that and about her thoughts on that subject matter. Top of the next hour, Jonathan Emore is going to be with us. Jonathan Emore, he is a constitutional attorney residing in Washington, D.C., and we're going to get his thoughts on a lot of the concerns about the election that were raised, even last night, as Mike Lindell put that information out there. And I'm going to encourage you to go to frankspeech.com, and pick up a MyPillow. Use the code Pastor Greg while you're there. Use the code Pastor Greg. You're going to get huge discounts, but you're also going to help Mike to continue to bring out truth and analysis. He's not just sitting there talking. He's having experts who are looking at data packages and data information. It's really something to watch. So I encourage you to check it out. And some big things happened last night. We'll talk about that top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry is with us. We'll get into a couple of things, get into our electrical grid, and we'll also talk about is God a necessary part of solving the American problem. We'll talk about that with Dr. Pry coming up. Joining me now, though, Newsbusters and Media Research Center's VP of Business, Tech, and Culture, Mr. Dan Gaynor. Hey, Dan.
Hey, well, I know that, no offense, but I know the answer to that upcoming segment. Is God the necessary part of saving America? Yes, I read the book. I got the cliff notes. I'm all set.
You're good. You're good to go. I love it. Well, wow. So I guess why don't we start with the resignation of a governor, and now there seems to be some pressure on the governor's brother that he needs to resign for maybe, I don't know, giving cover. It's a rather interesting situation when you think about it, because the media covered for Governor Cuomo, I mean, for the last year and a half. And his brother
and even,
was a part
even
of it.
Now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, even now, this has been an appalling exercise in what has now become journalism. The media promoted Andrew Cuomo as a fallback presidential candidate. They even recalled him, like an alternative president or acting president. I think it was, yes, acting president on Joy Reid's show. They put him on day after day after day on Chris Cuomo's show. Chris Cuomo, his brother, the Cuomo the Lesser, promoted him. They joked around during the pandemic. He became the voice of the media during the pandemic. He stopped running the president's pressers and ran his pressers.
Yep.
It was an appalling thing. But so here's. There are multiple. There's lots of scandals involving Andrew Cuomo, but there are two big ones.
Yeah.
And the one that took him down is the lesser of the two big ones. Look, sexual harassment is an awful thing, but he's accused of groping women and mistreating women. While he also sent COVID-19 patients into nursing homes, killing an estimated 15,000 people. I view the second of those worse than the first. I think any rational person would. I feel bad for the victims in any case, of either side. But one of these is far worse. But what the media did is they used that. They first of all, they buried both of those stories last year, and both of them came out last year. They buried both of them. The only reason that the COVID-19 story kept getting credit or kept getting mentioned was Janice Dean at Fox. She just kept making an issue of it because her in-laws were killed in this process.
Mm-hmm.
So that led us up to through the election. And then after Biden got inaugurated, all the sexual harassment stuff came back. The media covered it for a couple of months and then it went away. ABC, CBS, and NBC did nothing on it through April, May, and June. I mean, not a second. And now it's back because, of course, the Attorney General's report. But so what has happened is he's crashing and burning with the far less scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And the media are using that to bury the greater scandal. So why is that? Here's why. Because he wasn't the only Democrat governor to do it. I think it's five Democrat governors did this, but, shoved COVID-19 patients into nursing homes, facilities that were not prepared for them, and seniors died by the tens of thousands as a result. And so if he goes away in a lesser scandal, well, then the story kind of goes away. Oh, we got, he was a bad man. He sexually harassed. And so journalism failed here. CNN failed in a big way. They're still covering for his brother, Chris Cuomo, who they allowed to be interviewed, to interview his brother endlessly. So, I mean, everybody involved in this, deserves. I mean, Janice Dean is one of the few people who deserves credit through this. The rest of the press did a horrible job. CNN continues to do a horrible job to the point where I even saw liberals bashing Brian Stelter, their chief media correspondent, who went on one of the late shows last night with Stephen Colbert, and was still covering for Cuomo. So this doesn't end. This is how every story in America happens. They pick the winners and losers. So media determine heroes and villains. And by and large, those determinations go down in history. I mean, that's it. That's who the heroes were. So, circumstances caught up with Andrew Cuomo. But if President Biden had instead to drop out of the race after the Democratic convention last year, they would have picked Andrew Cuomo, and we would have never heard of any of this ever again. They would have buried both scandals, mm-hmm. and they'd be singing the praises. And going around parading, calling themselves, as many did, including Ellen DeGeneres and Trevor Noah, calling themselves Cuomosexuals. Going out, you can go on Etsy right now and buy Cuomosexual merchandise. This is how bad our media are.
It's there aren't. Well, you know what? It's interesting. When we opened up, I mentioned about America's need for God. Folks, I will argue this right now. America's the left used the idea that these kinds of sexual perversive activities were quote unquote social issues, Dan. That's what they minimized it to. Okay? When conservatives would raise those issues, and they've done this for about 60 years prepping for this. I remember how they went after Phyllis Schlafly, right? They attacked her for what? For promoting traditional values. They've gone after this for a long time, and they've been pushing and pushing and pushing. And you know, one of the issues that comes out of this sexual promiscuity is the fact that we have a huge issue with sterile young ladies because of sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, that they didn't even know they were infected with. They were at parties, whatever, they had sex when they were in college, and now they're going and trying to have children in their late 20s, and they go into the doctor because they can't seem to get pregnant, and they find out that, you got, and I forget, it's a very common thing, but you got this STD, and now you're sterile. You can't have kids. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And the media is responsible for this, Dan, because, you know, they minimize these kinds of stories. They're not a big deal anymore. You're just talking about social issues. It's a huge issue, and they want to kick morality out of the picture. It's very sad.
They kick morality out of out of schools. Now what we have, now it's taught, and you see it. It's in the news almost every day. They didn't remove morality. They changed morality. They created an alternate morality. Where, you know, now, what happens in America, usually you can see what happens in Europe, particularly Britain. It's usually like a leader, Britain, then Canada, then us. So in Britain right now, transgenders are fighting for the right for children, not like even teenagers, children, mm-hmm. to be able to transition their gender without parental permission. And so what's going to happen, and you saw there's a case in this country where parents were fighting over custody. The one parent wanted the child to transition, the other parent didn't. The parent who wanted transitioning won custody. So you're going to see increasing numbers of children transitioned across gender. And if you're a parent and you oppose it, this is where we are right now. If your kid is in public school, and your child expresses some interest in transgender, whatever, and a nurse, a teacher, a principal, coach, somebody, you know, passes the word, oh, your child wants to transition, and you saying no, then you're going to run into a chance where they're going to try to take your kid away. And the media will paint you as a villain because, oh, my God, you hate your children. No, parents love all their kids. But that doesn't mean, you know, if your 5 or 6 year old runs around saying, you know, he or she wants to be a unicorn, you don't quick take them to the doctor and have their hands and feet chopped off and have a horn jabbed into their head. You know, you recognize that kids are very heavily influenced by media. They're in formative stages, and you don't overreact to what they say.
Well, I can tell you this. In Texas, Governor Abbott has, and I chided it a little bit, but the purpose of it, I get. And the purpose is he sent a query to Child Protective Services in Texas saying, is this genital mutilation type of action, chemical genital mutilation, considered child abuse when it's done to these young children? And you know, I think the answer everybody understands is yes. But if they get a ruling, if Child Protective Services here says that it is, now immediately they are going to have to be investigating these situations, investigating everyone involved. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Something else, too, and I know we really didn't cover this, but, you know, Mike Lindell has a 72-hour, well, I kind of touched on it, but Mike Lindell has a 72-hour at frankspeech.com. You don't have to stay for the whole thing, for goodness sake. But there's a lot of information. I watched it yesterday evening. Great information that they're putting out. Experts, cyber experts that are looking at the actual election data from each state. And when you see what they've discovered, it's just stunning. But here was the thing, and he was talking about OAN and Newsmax, but I flipped on OAN and Newsmax, and guess what, Dan? Neither one of them had it on either. I know he had a big blow up with Fox over the fact that they wouldn't even run the commercial, and he pulled all of his advertising. That's $1 million a week. But what folks don't understand is it's $1 million a week in revenue that he gave up as well, because with all of his advertisers, it's a 50-50 split that he does. That's what he does with me. It's a 50-50 split. So, folks, that's why I need you to go and help me and help Mike by going to frankspeech.com or mypillow.com and using the Pastor Greg code. Because if you don't, I don't get anything, which my ministry needs. And, you know, Mike is now definitely needing our support. But there was no coverage, Dan. That's my point. Let me kick it to you.
But well, I was going to say, first of all, just to so people understand, I write for Fox. I go on Fox. I have a regular appearance on OAN. I go on Newsmax all the time. So I go on all these outlets.
Yep.
You know, I go on, if CNN put me on every week, I'd probably go on there too. You know, I mean, just because that's part of my job.
Sure.
I feel bad for Mike. I feel bad for them. This is one of the media put everybody in this weird situation. Fox or any of these outlets, if they run certain things about, you know, the election, they get knocked off all social media. They'll get potentially knocked off cable systems and basically shut down. So if they run stuff that the major media decided is, you know, wrong, they're all at threat. And we've seen it tons with COVID. I mean, constant. Rand Paul just suspended by YouTube last night. Rand Paul, a U.S. senator, is a doctor,
yep,
suspended by COVID last, you know, yep, because of COVID comments last night.
Yep.
So it's not just the media companies. So, but I understand. And I understand Mike. Mike's like, well, you got to make a stand. But they're all afraid they're going to completely lose everything. You know. Dominion is suing, I've lost track of who all Dominion is suing, but I know they're suing OAN. I think they're suing Newsmax as well.
They filed a lawsuit yesterday. They filed a lawsuit, yeah, yesterday in advance of Mike starting his program intentionally. I mean, that was an intentional thing. But Mike's point is look, I'm presenting for you all of your evidence in defense of running the story. Here it is. Okay, I mean, Dominion has no, it is ridiculous that Dominion is filing a lawsuit when they have the evidence that shows that what Dominion has done, even in testimony, has apparently been perjury. Wow. I'm just reporting the news. I'm going to report the news. And you know what? Go ahead, man. Take your best shot.
They can only sue. They have infinite number of lawyers. They have very big, very deep pockets, so they can sue anybody.
And, sure.
I mean, they're right now. It's a big problem for ordinary people. There's a lot of allegations. Nothing has really sorted itself out in court, so it's all allegations. And Dominion has a right to their day in court, and everybody else has a right to their day in court. We'll,
yep,
see how it plays out.
Well, and you know, what I hear from attorneys that I've spoke with is they don't want to go to court. They're trying to do this in a way that is going to force some kind of settlement conference, and that ain't going to happen. The people they're suing that are serious about this, they want court. They want to get the evidence.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.